The unemployment rate for the nation as a whole is 9.1%. Bad enough. But it's even worse for the newest generation of military veterans. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says among veterans who entered the military after the 9/11 attacks, the rate is 13.3%. One reason for that, according to President Obama, is that despite years of experience and training that gives military members the skills that civilian employers actually want, they leave the military without the certification paperwork to back those skills up in the civilian world. In a speech at the Washington Navy Yard, the president used former Army combat medic Nick Colgan as an example.
Over the course of his deployment, Nick saved the life of a French soldier who was shot in the head and helped 42 people escape from a flooding river. He earned a Bronze Star for his actions. But when Nick got back home to Wyoming, he couldn't get a job as a first responder. So he ended up having to take classes through the post 9/11 GI Bill, classes he easily could have taught, just so he could qualify for the same duties at home that he was doing every single day in Afghanistan.
The White House says to address that problem, the Pentagon and the Department of Veterans Affairs will develop what they're calling a reverse boot camp.
We need to do more to make the transition from military to civilian life easier for our veterans. That's why I'm directing the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs to design what we're calling a reverse boot camp. The problem is that right now we spend months preparing our men and women for life in the military, but we spend much less time preparing them for life after they get out. So we'll devote more time on the back end to help our veterans learn about everything from benefits to how they can translate their military training into an industry-accepted credential.
The military services already have transition assistance programs, or TAPs, that are designed to give service members counseling and information about moving into a career in the civilian workforce. But Eric Smith, who served for more than 5 years as a Navy hospital corpsman in Iraq, says that program turned out not to be much help. He says after his first interview for a job as a hospital nursing assistant, he was sure he'd gotten the position. He never got a call back.
One thing about the only thing I retained from TAPS or class was that, I was told that my veteran status and my experience would put me ahead of the pack when I got out. In fact, despite that, I don't think that I'm on the level playing field with my civilian peers. In the military, I was more than qualified for the positions that I applied for in the civilian workforce. As a civilian, however, my military education and training did not translate because I didn't have, that piece of paperwork saying so. The resume that I thought would put me ahead of the pack, in my opinion, put me far behind. Today, several years later, I'm struggling to find a job and utilize the skills that the Navy spent over $1 million in nearly 6 years of giving me.
Smith testified before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee earlier this year, which is also working on the veterans unemployment issue through legislation known as the Hiring Heroes Act. Senator John Tester is a co-sponsor.
And what it does is basically if you've got a medic that's working in the medical field or if you've got a truck driver, the list goes on and on. There's a lot of skills that are learned in the military. To be able to certify to the private sector once they get out of the DOD, be able to certify to the private sector that they have these skills.
Besides the reverse boot camp idea, which President Obama is instructing DOD and VA to tackle, the White House is proposing some other initiatives to spur veterans' employment through the tax code.
I'm proposing a new Returning Heroes tax credit for companies that hire unemployed veterans. And I'm proposing an increase in the existing tax credit for companies who hire unemployed veterans with a disability, who still have so much to offer our country. And finally, we're challenging the private sector to hire or train 100,000 unemployed post 9/11 veterans or their spouses by the end of 2013.
The tax credits would require action from Congress, which the president says they need to take as soon as they get back from their August recess. The White House wants the new Returning Heroes program to give companies a $2,400 credit for each unemployed veteran they hire. That credit would double if the veteran has been unemployed for more than 6 months. The Obama proposal would also extend the existing Wounded Warriors credit. That program gives a $4,800 credit for companies who hire veterans with service-connected disabilities. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.